A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Zayin, Yevamos 37a, pagination is 73. And we have a Gemara here that is making reference to the Mishnah that we had a page back on Lamed He Yamed Beis 35b, page 70. The Mishnah over there, about 10 lines down from the top, at the end of the Mishnah, told us, Safek ben Tisha l'Rishon, Safek ben Shiva l'Acharon, Yotzi v'Havlad Kosher. If the Yavam, the living brother, lives with the widow of his deceased brother, and then a child is born, and it's not clear whether the widow was pregnant from the deceased brother at the time that all of our discussions of Yibum were made, and really she was pregnant, and really the deceased brother did not die without children. He has a child. Or is it possible that the Yavam was with the widow and produced Mazel Tov, this child that's being born now? It's a doubt to us whether this is a 9-month gestation child and it goes to the deceased brother and Yibum was never supposed to be done. Or is this child Ben Shiva Lo Acharon a 7-month gestation child and it's the result of Yibum and the Yavam, the living brother, is the father? And everything was done correctly. The Mishnah is following a logic that is common in the Talmud, that there are two types of pregnancies, two expressions, that either it's the 9-month gestation or a 7-month more expedited gestation. And the Mishnah tells us we're left with a question, who is the father? Yotzi, the ruling is that he should divorce the woman because it's possible on the one hand that it's a legitimate marriage of Yibum and divorce is appropriate, or it's possible, but he could have kept her, or it's possible that he is living with an Eshes Ach, which is a chayve krisus, a serious violation, because the brother died but left a fetus and then a child, eventually a child, and he had no business trying to do yibum. The ruling is v'havlad kosher, and the child either way is kosher, and the logic is simple. If it's from the first husband, so then the child is kosher. There was an unfortunate event in which the child's uncle was with this woman, his sister-in-law, improperly, and he would have to atone for that because it was not in an application of Yibum. But that doesn't affect the child. His mother was essentially assaulted while she was pregnant, but it doesn't affect the child. So if it's from the first husband, the child is kosher. The flip side, which could be, is that he is the child of the Yavam. He is the child of the living brother, in which case, again, there's nothing wrong. Because in that case, the brother that died does not have children, and it was appropriate for the living brother to do the Yibum, and therefore, either way, the child is kosher, v'chayavim ba'asham talui, but the living brother and the widow are going to be obligated in the asham talui, the maybe atonement, because it could be that they were in violation of a very serious relationship, but it's a talui, it's a dependent, because we're really not sure. It depends if, in fact, the child is belonging to the deceased brother in which case he left children and Yibum was inappropriate. Let's move on to today's daf, Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph 37a. We're about 15 lines down, in which the Gemara invokes this last statement of the Mishnah and expounds on it. Safek ben Tesha. We're not sure if this child is a 9-month gestation and belongs to the deceased brother, or a 7-month gestation and belongs to the living brother. Amale Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, Lema halocha charov noshim, why don't you just follow the majority of women? For Rav Noshim letisha yoldon, and most women have a 9-month gestation. And we should just assume that this child belongs to the deceased brother, 9-month gestation, and the Yavam and the Yavama were wrong in living together. Amalei, he responded, Nesheti don l'shiva yoldon. Our women give birth to 7 months. Amalei, he said back to him, Nesheti d'chua v'ruba da'alma. Are your women, just because that's the way it is in your town, you have this 7-month gestation, so therefore we're going to paskin based on that? You're not the majority of the world. You're one anomaly-type community, if that's true, that you have 7-month gestation families. Drop down about 7 lines, and the Gemara clarifies, Ela Ema, what did he mean? Rov hayoldos letisha, ubara niker lishlish yameha. Most women who are on a 9-month gestation, the fetus should be noticed. They should be showing after 3 months. Lishlish yameha, by a third of the gestation, they should be showing. Fahai, and what happened over here, he doesn't mean my family, my community. He's saying the story that we have is that they waited a little bit and they didn't notice that she was pregnant. She wasn't showing. Fahai midilo hukra lishlish yamea. She wasn't showing at a third of her days. Israel ruba, so apparently she's not following the majority. In other words, yes, most women are 9-month gestation. But most women who are 9-month gestation would be showing after 3 months. And this woman was not showing after 3 months. So we start wondering about her, whether she's really a 9-month gestation. And the result is that it's considered a serious question if indeed this child is a 9-month to the first husband, or is he a 7-month to the living brother who lived with the Yevama, the widow. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Rishon, the first child that's produced, Roi Liyos Kohen Gadol, follows the ruling of the Mishnah, that Mimon Afshach, either way, he's a kosher child. Either he belongs to the deceased brother, or the deceased brother did not have children, Yibam was appropriate, and he's the child of the living brother. Visheni, Mamzer, Misafik. But if the two of them continue living with each other, for example, if he's just convinced that it's his child, and we look at the story and say, we're not so sure, it could very well be that the child was a 9-month to the first husband, and you had no business doing Yibum. If they continue living together, Mamzer Misafek, what's produced is a questionable Mamzer, and the Gemara continues trying to identify the Shitos of what's supposed to be done with a Safek Mamzer in terms of ruling who can such a child marry. The Gemara on Amud Beis points out how careful we are never to come to this situation where we're not sure who is the father. On the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara points out, Hare Shabo al Nashem Harbe, a man who is loose and he's living with many women, so besides whatever violations he's involved with, he's also creating a terrible situation. Nimtzaav nose yesbito va'och nose yesachoso. It's possible that as a result of all his children that he's producing through this loose behavior, that a brother could end up marrying a sister and bringing all kinds of immorality into the world, even beyond the immorality that he himself is practicing. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught, Lo yisa odam isha b'medina zu, a person is not allowed to have a wife in one country, v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medina acheres, and then take a second wife in a different country, shema yizdavgul ze lo ze, because they could possibly end up, the children of the marriages, marrying each other, v'nimtza och, no se es achoso. And even though these were legitimate marriages, but by setting such a thing up, it could be that a brother would marry a sister, and therefore such relationships are prohibited. Nowadays, we don't marry a second wife either way, but this concept is there that we're overly cautious, extremely cautious, that this type of situation that's described in the Mishnah, where we're not sure who the real father is, should not happen. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.